behind the record number of say-on-pay failures in 2022. Investors are showing no hesitancy to object to non-preferred pay decisions and program features. By Bill Hayes. The 2022 say-on-pay season was a bumpy one. There were 86 say-on-pay failures in the Russell 3000, surpassing the 71 failures in 2021. Shareholder support also reached its lowest levels, 89%, since say-on-pay became mandatory in 2011. In say-on-pay in 2022, the article he co-authored with Henry Baum, Robert Newberry, senior director at WTW, took a look at the reasons for the failures in 2022 and steps that can be taken to ensure success in 2023. Directors and boards, what would you say the main takeaway is from the 2022 say-on-pay season? Robert Newberry, investors remain increasingly nuanced and vigilant to perceived pay-for-performance disconnects when reviewing pay programs and casting votes for say-on-pay resolutions. While say-on-pay is still relatively uncommon across all companies, less than 5% failure rate, the record number of failures observed in 2022 suggests investors are increasingly willing to signal their displeasure with perceived poor pay decisions and program features. DB, there were 86 say-on-pay failures in 2022, the highest number of failures since the enactment of mandatory say-on-pay in 2011. What would you say is the main reason behind the increased amount of failures? RN, in 2022, shareholders, like the world at large, were shifting to a back-to-normal approach to operations after navigating through the pandemic and uncertain labor market for many key industries. At the same time, these shareholders were also voting on pay programs that were set and functioning throughout 2021, when the pandemic was still a very real concern. Some companies resorted to atypical program designs or decisions, including greater use of discretion in determining incentive outcomes, grants of one-time and retention awards, and a higher proportion of time-based versus performance-based incentive awards. These pay program shocks created outcomes that did not match uneven performance, and shareholders were less inclined to give companies the benefit of the doubt as things returned to normal. DB, what sized companies are having the most issues with failures, and why? RN, historically, say-on-pay failures have been concentrated among smaller companies, those Russell 3000 companies outside of the S&P 1500. There are a variety of reasons contributing to the failure rate at these firms. Pay program structures that are more variable year over year than larger firms are more likely to raise alarms when investors target large increases in pay. These firms are also less likely to have robust investor relations infrastructures to manage the stakeholder engagement process that is known to help larger firms proactively address potential triggers to higher say-on-pay opposition. Over the past couple of years, we've seen an uptick in failures at the larger firms, example S&P 500 companies. This follows a pattern we've seen investors use in the past on other issues, whereby targeting larger firms on particular issues, they hope to send a message about areas of concern to the broader marketplace. DB, what factors could be at play for the failures? Is it the pandemic? The competitive talent marketplace? What else? RN, investors have consistently targeted perceived pay-for-performance disconnects as the primary reason for voting against say-on-pay proposals. Areas of concern for investors include high pay relative to peers or other benchmarks, significant year-over-year increases to pay, or steady or even increased pay when performance is lagging. In times of market turbulence, some companies rely on relatively uncommon pay actions to support ongoing operating performance, including the use of one-time or retention awards, discretionary bonuses, adjusting or waiving performance conditions for incentive pay and shifting components of compensation, particularly long-term awards, from performance-based to time-based requirements. In the current environment, companies have taken these actions to navigate through the pandemic or to retain key personnel in a challenging environment. The underlying rationale for these actions can change over the years, but what does not change are investors' reactions to specific pay action that drive pay-for-performance disconnects. DB, what are some steps companies can take in 2023 to set themselves up for future say-on-pay success? RN, key steps would be reviewing pay programs to ensure they are designed with the appropriate concentration of pay-for-performance elements stakeholders expect in the current market environment and setting goals that require meaningful performance for the various payouts produced at varying levels of performance. Also recommended would be testing potential payout outcomes for market and company performance to ensure all possible outcomes are understood, notwithstanding unexpected system shocks, and maintaining an open dialogue with key stakeholders to explain the rationale for their underlying incentive design and proactively addressing any unexpected pay actions and the underlying rationale for such action.